Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Pace Pod. My name is Alex Clark, and I manage the international programs here at UCSB Extension. Today, I will be talking with one of our favorite international students about his academic journey, how he came to UCSB, and where he wants to go with his career. He is a student in our international diploma program and has taken quite a few classes in business, marketing, and project management, among others. Therefore, he's a perfect example of UCSB students exploring new and diverse subjects for their future. Take a listen. Okay, welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. I'm here with our guest. Guest, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, say your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Jonathan and I'm from France.
Great. Thank you so much for being here, Jonathan. I will say to everyone, Jonathan's like our first French student in a long time. So we are very, very happy to have him here. So let's go ahead and let me ask you a few questions, Jonathan, about your time at UCSB and maybe, you know, a little bit more about yourself. So when you were back home or before you came to UCSB, what were you studying and what are you studying now currently while you're here at UCSB?
So originally I got a bachelor's in English and then I went on to get a master's in French as a foreign language so I could teach French. Mm-hmm. And then I decided I wanted to expand my horizons. So when I joined Pace at UCSB, I went for business, which is entirely different, but really, really fascinating.
Yeah, that's quite a change, I feel like, from, you know, kind of more language into maybe, you know, wanting to work in business or starting your own business. What kind of goals would you say you have for maybe after you're done here at UCSB?
So my goal would be to actually either join an organization in need for cross-cultural specialization and expertise, either that or actually making my own startup and creating a business of my own.
Okay, awesome. And have any of the courses that you've taken at UCSB, I mean, you've taken quite a few now since you've been here, but are any of those courses really helping you prepare for this type of maybe entrepreneurship that you're looking for? Are there any specific classes that really helped you in the business sense that you could tell us about?
Yes, definitely. There's a couple of classes that have been really insightful and helpful. And the first one would have been the business and personal branding class, which is extremely interesting and gives insight about who we actually are as a product and as a brand, and uses marketing tools to actually allow people to sell themselves instead of selling products. Another class I would note too is the international marketing class, which is heavily focused on dealing with cultural differences. And I took a real liking to interculturality and learning how to do business on a global scale.
Right, yeah, it's not an easy task. There's a lot of work that's involved. And I can speak to that myself because we're an international, you know, business, so to speak, about, you know, an international education and working with different types of people all around the world is, I guess I shouldn't say challenging, but it is something you have to adapt to. And you have to adapt to certain people and to certain cultures and certain ways of doing marketing. I'm glad you mentioned that class. Also, with the business and personal branding, a few students from that course, I think it was maybe a year ago, they actually analyzed our business and our marketing outreach in international programs. And they really helped us a lot with our marketing approach. So those are the types of things that these courses are really focused on, is like career oriented and company oriented and business oriented projects. They're different in a sense from many academic classes that you might take, some more theory focused classes, whereas professional courses, the ones that you're taking through the diploma program, are more focused on career and getting ready to work. And so, that's one thing that we really like to to highlight for students, because they're kind of new sometimes to this type of approach. So that's great. And then what are you taking right now in fall quarter? We're in fall 2020. What are you taking now?
Right now I'm taking three classes. The first one is developing a digital marketing strategy, which is marketing principles, but focused on the digital marketplace and social media, stuff like that. It's extremely interesting. Mm-hmm. Another one I take is building and managing high performance teams. It's more of a human resource class, but I find myself to have a liking for human resources. Again, thanks to PACE. I wouldn't have guessed I would have gone for that, but yes, it has a big focus on emotional intelligence, and the instructor is really amazing. We do a lot of workshops and coaching during the class. It's heavily interactive, and I heavily recommend it.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, that's it. And I will say that your study plan kind of over the time you've been here has kind of gone a little bit into business, got a little bit into marketing, into project management, into human resource. So I think, you know, you're a great example of, you know, you can kind of do a lot of different things while you're here. And there's might be some, like you said about human resources, there might be a subject that, you know, you find interesting that you didn't think you would. So that's great. Let's move on to kind of Santa Barbara in general. Maybe you can tell us about living, you live in Isla Vista and IV. Maybe you can tell us about how you like living in IV, and then maybe Santa Barbara overall, your impressions of the city.
Yeah, living in IV is extremely interesting because you really get to be immersed in the student life. It's extremely lively. There's a lots of things, lots of music, lots of parties. There's all the shops you want. There's always something to do, something to look at. There's always, it never stops. And that's really nice. As for Santa Barbara itself, it's just gorgeous. Like, we're on the coast, but we also have the mountain. And I think, like, one of the first thing I did was to go to the top floor of the library at UCSB, and you have those windows. On one side, you see the mountain. The other side, you see the ocean. And that's basically the best summary I can have of living here. It's extremely scenic, and it has a lot of things to do in town, too.
Yeah, I think you really pinpoint or highlight what is best about Santa Barbara is the ability to be outside, like, and to be, you know, in a beautiful place, but also all year round, you can be outside, you can go to the beach, you can go hike up in the mountains pretty much at any time throughout the year. It doesn't snow here. It doesn't do it. So I think, you know, we're in a good location, and that really has, I guess that's why a lot of students choose to come to Santa Barbara, especially during those cold winter months, maybe back home in France or in Germany or even Norway or even, you know, northern China. Coming to Santa Barbara during the winter quarter might be a vacation of sorts. Okay, great. Now, obviously, right now, you know, 2020 has been a strange year all around the world, that is. And, you know, Santa Barbara is not, you know, not isolated from that. During COVID-19, how has it been to be a student, but then two, an international student in the country during this time when, you know, this pandemic is happening? Has it changed a lot in your opinion? What can you tell us about studying during COVID-19?
Oh, it definitely has changed a lot. Like, everything has been changed. I used to have my routine going on campus to go to my classes, to not just sitting in front of my computer and being on Zoom. That's pretty different. But I have to say that even though it's a feeling of being a bit stranded as an international student, when you're like, if I go back home, I don't know what's going to happen. But however, the PACE team has been amazing. The PACE team has been extremely caring for us internationals, with constant emails making sure that the situation was evolving right for us and that we were, like, not left alone. And I really appreciate it, with all the uncertainties that have been happening because of COVID and 2020 in general. It has been really hectic, but without the team behind me to make sure everything was going all right, it would have been way different. And the instructors themselves adapted really fine. And yeah.
I thank you for that. We, one thing during all of this that we really wanted to avoid was that sense of, feeling stranded for international students, or just kind of like like not knowing what they can do during this time. So we wanted to make sure to be ever present and available with, to answer any questions. And we really think that our student services, all of our student advisors and all of that really are dedicated to international education and to our students. So, we're always available and ready to help, especially during this time when, there's so much unknown. And I'm glad also to hear you say that the instructors have adapted well, because much like everywhere else in the world, back in March or April, we had to convert everything to being online in a matter of weeks. And so it was not easy. And I think everybody's hard work, the students included, is really, really important to keep our programs alive and all of that. So I'm glad to hear you say that. So that pretty much wraps up what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to make it short and sweet. And for everybody listening at home, I hope that this helped to kind of give you a little bit of insider information from one of our students. And we're hoping to have more of these podcasts released. Maybe you'll hear from Jonathan again. We'll have him back. But we want to really make sure to highlight our students and to get their, opinions out there and suggestions. If there's anything else to add, Jonathan, I'll leave it to you. But if not, thank you so much for your time. And if you have any last words for anybody listening, please go ahead.
Actually, just come here and try it out. So like that's my only advice. It's an interesting experience and it's worth it.
Yeah, and I guess that I'm glad you said that actually before we sign off is, international students can still come to the US during this time. I know that everybody has their own sensitivities to traveling and all of that, but you can still come during this time and experience Santa Barbara and live here while taking online classes and all of that. So if you maybe just want to get away from your home country and experience Santa Barbara, just like Jonathan was saying, just come here and live by the beach and all of that. We'll be happy to take you in. So I think that wraps it up for the day. Thank you again so much, Jonathan, and anyone listening, if you have any questions for us, you know where to find us. We're always ready to help. So thank you so much and take care, everyone. Bye.